Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a digital platform that changed your work or study. Digital platforms have revolutionized the way we work and study, making this topic increasingly relevant in IELTS speaking tests. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'll guide you through answering questions about digital platforms that have impacted your life, providing sample answers and detailed analysis to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner will ask general questions about digital platforms and their impact on your life. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you use any digital platforms for work or study? How have digital platforms changed the way you learn or work? What are some advantages and disadvantages of using digital platforms? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you use any digital platforms for work or study? Sample answer, band 7-8. Yes, I do. I frequently use Google Classroom for my studies. It's an incredibly useful platform that allows me to access course materials, submit assignments, and collaborate with my peers on group projects. I find it particularly beneficial because it centralizes all my academic resources in one place, making it easier to stay organized and on top of my coursework. Analysis. This answer demonstrates a good range of vocabulary, frequently, incredibly useful, collaborate, beneficial, and provides specific examples of how the platform is used. The candidate shows the ability to expand on the topic and express opinions clearly. Part 2. Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Cue card. Describe a digital platform that has changed the way you work or study. You should say what the platform is, how you use it, how it has changed your work or study habits, and explain why you find it useful or important. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about Zoom, a video conferencing platform that has fundamentally transformed the way I work and study. Zoom is a versatile digital tool that enables real-time video communication and collaboration. I use it for a wide array of purposes, from attending online lectures and participating in virtual study groups to conducting remote meetings with colleagues and clients. This platform has revolutionized my work and study habits in several ways. Firstly, it has eliminated geographical barriers, allowing me to connect with people from around the world without the need for physical travel. This has significantly expanded my networking opportunities and exposed me to diverse perspectives. Secondly, Zoom has enhanced my time management skills. With the ability to join meetings or classes from anywhere, I can optimize my schedule and reduce time wasted on commuting. I find Zoom particularly useful and important because it offers a high degree of flexibility while maintaining the personal connection that's crucial in both educational and professional settings. The platform's features, such as screen sharing, breakout rooms, and virtual whiteboards, facilitate interactive and engaging sessions that closely mimic in-person interactions. Moreover, the option to record meetings has been invaluable for revisiting important information or catching up on missed sessions. In essence, Zoom has not only adapted my approach to work and study, but has also opened up new possibilities for learning and collaboration that were previously unimaginable. Its impact on my professional and academic life has been profound and overwhelmingly positive. Analysis. This response demonstrates a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. The speaker provides specific examples and elaborates on each point, showing a deep understanding of the topic. The use of emphasized phrases in bold highlights sophisticated vocabulary and expressions that contribute to a high band score. Follow-up questions. Examiner, how do you think digital platforms like Zoom will evolve in the future? Sample answer, band 8-9. I believe digital platforms like Zoom will continue to innovate and adapt to emerging needs. We might see more advanced integration of artificial intelligence, perhaps for real-time translation or automated note-taking during meetings. Additionally, I anticipate improvements in virtual reality capabilities, allowing for more immersive and lifelike interactions. These platforms may also place a greater emphasis on privacy and security features to address growing concerns about data protection in the digital age. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's a sample dialogue. How do you think the increased use of digital platforms in education affects student-teacher relationships? Sample answer. The increased use of digital platforms in education has both positive and negative effects on student-teacher relationships. On the positive side, these platforms can facilitate more frequent communication between students and teachers through features like instant messaging and virtual office hours. This can lead to more personalized support and guidance. However, the lack of face-to-face interaction might make it challenging to build the same level of rapport that develops naturally in a physical classroom setting. Teachers may find it harder to pick up on nonverbal cues or create the same sense of community online. Sample answer. The impact of digital platforms on student-teacher relationships is multifaceted and nuanced. While these platforms undoubtedly enhance accessibility and convenience, they also present unique challenges to traditional interpersonal dynamics. On one hand, digital tools can foster a more egalitarian learning environment where students feel more comfortable participating and engaging with their teachers through various online channels. This can lead to more open and frequent dialogue, potentially strengthening the student-teacher bond. Conversely, the digital medium may inadvertently create a sense of emotional distance, making it more difficult for teachers to gauge students' comprehension and emotional states accurately. The absence of physical proximity can hinder the development of empathy and intuitive understanding that often forms the cornerstone of effective teaching relationships. Ultimately, I believe the key lies in striking a balance between leveraging the benefits of digital platforms and preserving the human element of education. Blended learning approaches that combine online and in-person interactions may offer the best solution, allowing for the cultivation of meaningful relationships while harnessing the advantages of digital technology. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, incorporate sophisticated vocabulary and phrases into your responses. Here are some examples. Fundamentally transformed, fummed, phrase, completely changed in a basic and important way. Example, the internet has fundamentally transformed the way we access information. Versatile, versatile, adjective, able to adapt or be adapted to many different functions or activities. Example, smartphones are versatile devices that can be used for communication, entertainment, and work. Revolutionize, revolutionize, verb, to change something completely and dramatically. Example, electric vehicles are revolutionizing the automotive industry. Optimize, timize, verb, to make something as effective, perfect, or useful as possible. Example, we need to optimize our workflow to increase productivity. Facilitate, silit, verb, to make an action or process easy or easier. Example, good leadership facilitates effective teamwork. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing digital platforms. Prepare diverse examples. Have a range of digital platforms in mind that you can discuss in detail. Practice elaboration. Work on expanding your answers with relevant details and personal experiences. Develop critical thinking. Be ready to discuss both advantages and disadvantages of digital platforms. Enhance vocabulary. Focus on incorporating topic-specific and advanced vocabulary naturally in your responses. Stay informed. Keep up with current trends and developments in digital technology to provide insightful answers. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about digital platforms and their impact on work and study in your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our articles on describing a recent online community you joined and managing a virtual event. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.